Such a massive mistake, radical left freaks after judge strikes down mask mandate on planes. By Wendell Hussebo on April 18, 2022. The radical left on Monday flipped out after a federal judge in Florida struck down the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation. The ruling came less than a week after the CDC extended the mandate for 2 weeks to further study the ramifications of the coronavirus. Because our system does not permit agencies to act unlawfully even in pursuit of desirable ends, the court declares unlawful and vacates the mask mandate, the Trump-appointed judge wrote. The ruling seemed to shock the radical left, who quickly tried to legitimize their obsession with covering their faces, along with other, on airplanes. Tierney Snead, who covers legal stuff for CNN, cast doubt on the Trump judge as being qualified at the time of her confirmation. She also claimed the whole ruling relied on the word sanitation. Scott Nevins, who says he is an LGBTQ news contributor, stated the ruling was a massive mistake because there's a surge of two new, highly contagious variants in NYC. Political analyst Amr Khalifa hinted that Florida should be cut away from the union for the judge's ruling. D. Funk, who defines himself as a washdad/nerd, said he will still be wearing a mask indefinitely regardless of the ruling. PBS reporter Jeff Bennett also condemned the ruling because it was made by an unqualified Trump appointee. Governor Ron DeSantis's R. Press Secretary Christina Pusch responded to Democrats that the ruling was good news, and that Democrats were no longer able to force others to wear masks. Representative Jim Banks, RN, tweeted that the ruling was long overdue. Governor Ron DeSantis praised the ruling as good for passengers and employees. Great to see a federal judge in Florida follow the law and reject the Biden transportation mask mandate. Mike Glenn said he believes the White House would not be dumb enough to attempt to repeal the ruling. Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, said the ruling meant Americans should never again be harassed about masks. Tom Fitton called the mask mandate senseless, anti-constitutional, and abusive. Richard Grenell remarked on how the Associated Press's Zeke Miller reported the ruling. Grenell noted that Miller did not use President Biden's name in the tweet. Kevin Smith, candidate for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire, tweeted that the CDC has abused American freedoms and had overreached for too long. Representative Barry Moore, AL, said the mask mandate was not about science and more about tyranny. Editor's note, the author of this article, somehow, did not recognize that John Gabriel, the editor-in-chief of the conservative news site Ricochet, was employing sarcasm to mock leftists upset at the mask mandate ruling and included a tweet from Gabriel as evidence of the radical left and establishment journalists being upset at the mask mandate ruling. That tweet has been removed. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.